this thing on.
That's one of your fabulous stings.
Did you like the one that I did for you?
Yeah, I just haven't had a chance to put it in the system
you
yet.
You never messaged me about it. No, I made Karen a jingle and I never heard back from her.
No, I've just been busy. I've been busy, so I haven't been able to do it yet. Okay, welcome.
Welcome.
How's your week been?
Great, yeah. How about yourself, Karen?
Yeah, super busy. Mm. Doing some writing and various other things, so yeah.
Oh, you still had time to put on a dope show. I was listening in the car.
A dope show. Right. So you've been busy with SJD.
I have, yes. We the first time we did our session for Demo Gods, which is, you know, as we all know, this is the show where you write a song in one session and then you bring it here with a prompt from Karen Hay.
That's the one.
We did a session and I was late to it and Sean had to leave a little earlier than I assumed. So we did a 2-hour session. Sean was amazing. He was like, I've written songs in 2 hours. I've finished songs in 2 hours. So we did it. But then we had, I don't know, maybe 70% of a song. And I feel like I don't want to tell the whole story without welcoming him on board. He's on the Zoom. Shall we say hello?
Morning.
You there, Sean?
Hello. Yeah, hello.
There he is. Hello. Where are we talking to you from?
You're talking to me from the kingdom of Glen Eden.
Oh, really? How is the kingdom and the king?
Well, the king. I don't know the king personally, I'm afraid, so I couldn't. I can't vouch for him. But it's all right. There's sort of sun peeking through there somewhere. So, yeah.
Yeah, it's okay outside, is it? I've forgotten what it's like, given I've been in here for a couple of hours. But it has been very nice weather recently, hasn't it, Sean?
Oh, that's all about to change, surely.
Is it?
Damn. I don't know. I'm just guessing.
All right. All right. Hey, so beside the weather, you've been busy with Vin and a two-hour track.
Yeah, well, 2 hours, you know, plus probably another couple of hours, I'm sure, at least. But well, we got the guts of it. I think we stayed true to the spirit of it, for sure.
You chose the prompt "phone a friend."
Yeah.
Why did you choose that one?
Well, I just thought it was fecund with possibilities. You know, I think you can sort of imagine a sort of an ironic or a heartfelt take on that. So, yeah, it seemed a good one to go with.
That's a good word, fecund.
I actually Googled fecund yesterday, so now I can agree with you that the song,
you were prepared.
The prompt was fecund with possibilities.
Good thing I texted you to tell you that I was going to use that word.
He actually texted me a whole lot of words he's going to use today for the interview.
Yeah, what else?
Oh, well, I furiously Googled fecund, but I haven't figured out the other ones. We'll have to see.
When you drop them in, you might have already dropped them in.
I'm just going to pretend I know them.
I have. Glen Eden was one of them.
One of them, yeah, and weather.
Yeah, no idea. No idea about those two.
All right, so you went to whose studio? Have you got a studio, Sean, at home? Or?
Yeah, I got a little room. I do my music in. Yeah. And Finn came along, and we just sort of bashed away on what we had, like a sort of an out-of-tune nylon string guitar, started it all off, some claps, loaded up some... the odd soft synth and what else have we got in there? Bass guitar, electric guitar, and vocals.
It is such a weird song. It's like a one chord song for most of it. Then it goes to another one chord, and then I guess we did some. Do you not think it's a weird one?
No, I think it's weird, but I don't think it's a one chord song though. I think it's I think it's. It's multiple sort of shades of a chord.
Yes. Yeah. I was just proud of us for doing, I don't know. I think it's quite a left field one, and it's not something that I would ever come up with on my own. We did a pretty good desert rock solo. I don't know if it counts as like what we thought it would anymore, the guitar solo, but we definitely got very cooking right at the end. I feel like we've been doing a bit of work together, and this was like so fun because... maybe it didn't need to be as verbal with each other as we had in the past, because maybe we know each other's styles a bit better. I don't know if you picked up on that at all, but that's how
I don't know. I don't know. I remember you getting quite verbal at times.
only when it was needed.
Really?
Not overly verbal. But yeah, no.
Verbose.
Yeah, not too verbose.
That's the other word, yeah.
Is it?
Well, I don't know what that
fecund
means.
Fecund and verbose.
No, verbosity, actually.
All right.
Can we dumb it down a bit?
Sure.
Was it really verbosity? What is the other word? Come on, I need to know it.
No, no, Karen, okay. Karen, you're going to have to all right. be patient.
Okay, so I think we need to hear the track.
Yes, I think we do. Phone a friend. It's a spooky song. Maybe we should just talk about the lyrics really quickly. It's spooky. And maybe well, it is a little bit... Oh, what were you going to say, Sean?
Well, I got to say, I mean, like, give people a chance to sort of apprehend your art, you know, without the benefit of a net.
Ah.
Let them hear it first and then explain if it's necessary.
Yeah, you're completely right.
I like the way you're thinking. Okay. Art is a verb. Right, okay, here we go. It's called Unknown Caller. And who are the credits? SJD with Finn Johansson?
That's right.
Unknown Caller.
No, Finn Johansson with SJD, I believe.
No, well, okay. We'll agree to disagree.
Unknown Caller getting its debut on 95 BFM. Here it is. First on 95 BFM. It's Unknown Caller. The demo gods were right with you, Finn. That's great. Sean, love it.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well, yeah, good to get a bit of your support in there, Karen.
Yeah, very well Finn was actually saying as we were listening to it, it's got a little moment of The Doors in it.
Well, it's the bit where I sing low, isn't it? You know, that's the bit that sounds like The Doors.
It is. I was saying that that you might not have necessarily agreed with my take that it sounded like The Doors, and definitely the rest of the song does not. But I was thinking, yeah, when we started, like, I'm actually not going to say this. I'm not allowed to. I shouldn't be talking about the song since we've heard it, right? People should just be forming their own opinions.
Oh, yeah, you can talk about it, I'm sure. I mean, if
I just thought it was cool, you know, how we were like, let's have this concept of like phone a friend, like your friend's phoning you from heaven, and like you only get one phone call, like it's prison, and it's like they only get one phone call back home. But then we didn't stick like too staunchly to that concept, and we just wrote, you know, lyrics that were good rather than being too tied to this, like, you know, kind of silly heaven theme. And I think we were maybe the better for it.
Oh, I think much better, yeah. I think we allowed ourselves to be a little ambiguous and allow the sort of, you know, some sort of associations to happen in the lyrics there that took it out of the original concept.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the things I appreciated about you being there in the process. Just given the good advice, I would say.
Oh, okay. Oh, good.
Given you are his mentor, I believe, in yeah. another world. No,
absolutely.
No, we've swapped places this year. Since
have
my
you?
Mentor this year.
Hey, yeah, very good. Hey, yeah, thank you so much for participating in Demo Gods. It's great to have you on board there, Sean, and great track. So for you, what are you doing musically in the next little while?
I've got sort of a couple of albums worth of material on the go, but, you know, probably trying to find a way to get it out there.
Usual story,
absolutely.
That's right.
Yes.
It's a lifelong quest, that one.
It sure is.
Right. Hey, well, enjoy the rest of the day in the kingdom of Glen Eden.
I will.
What are you doing today? Have to find out what people do on a Saturday.
Nothing. I'll probably go up to when my adult children wake. I should go up to the local cafe and have a coffee and a slice with them, mm-hmm. and you know, we'll proceed from there.
What's your local cafe?
It's Sozo.
Where's that?
You been to Sozo? And it's in Glen Eden.
Yeah, but we're in the shopping centre.
Well, it's up. Do you know Glengarry Road?
Yep, very well.
Oh, well, there we go. It's off Shetland Street, is off Glengarry Road, and it's on there. It's a great cafe. I would recommend it to anybody.
Oh, I haven't been to that one.
No, you'll love it. It's extremely good value and really delicious and good people, and that's my little advertorial.
Yeah, they could sponsor your new album.
I am furiously googling advertorial.
Yeah. Hey, Sean, thank you so much.
Cool, a pleasure.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you, Sean.
You too. Okay. Right, see you later. Bye, Finn. Bye. See ya.
SJD, and yeah, good. So
what
you'll
a
be
champ.
You'll be putting that in for the BFM top 10, no doubt.
Maybe they can hit me up.
They'll get in contact with
enough.
You. Right. Hey, also, you've chosen a track before we wrap up Demo Gods, which was very interesting background. This guy, Cambodian garage music artist?
Yeah. Yos Olarang or Yol Olarang.
Where'd you find this?
I actually got it sent to me by a friend, Don.
Did you? I see. Don. Right.
Yeah, I guess he's the Don of Cambodian garage.
Not Don
rock.
McGlashan.
No.
Right. He's got a film out in the new NZIFF.
He's doing a lot of stuff. Didn't he just announce his first live album as well?
Mm.
How Don is making moves.
Yeah, hey, I forgot too. You asked me about the prompts and to fill in new prompts. So I've done them for you.
Yes, that was our sort of compromise between. You were like, people should be able to choose more than one, the prompt more than once. And I was like, well, how about we make a few more?
Yeah, okay, so I've made four more.
You'll love this. I turned someone down for choosing the same prompt that's already been chosen.
Oh, which one was it?
I think it was phone a friend.
Okay, so I've given you four more. Surf the wave, baby, in the year 2929.
Love it.
Mea iti na mea.
Oh, that's fecund with possibility.
Small things matter. And what was the other one? Oh, gory details.
Yeah, I love that one.
Okay, so you can add that to the mix,
yes,
all right?
Yes, we've refilled.
You've refilled, all right. Righto, so I'm going to play this Cambodian artist who's, by all accounts, dead now, murdered by the Khmer Rouge when Pol Pot took over. We disappeared somewhere between 1975 and 1979. I looked him up after you sent me this link, but I actually found it not on YouTube. Great track.
That is a great track. Yeah. I didn't know that about him. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, but he was big in the local Cambodian music scene.
Wow, that's great.
Yol Olarang.
Great research, Karen.
Well,
true professional.
Otherwise, I'd just be going, who is this guy in your guy? I don't know. And that would be it.
That'd be great radio.
Right? No, it wouldn't. Okay, I can hear the resounding chorus coming from.
Yeah.
No, it wouldn't. Okay, all right, let's play it.
It's close.
Close.
Bot train. Bot Sdam. Lung stop.
It was Finn's Choice, and I find it very hard to pronounce the name of that track. So if you're Cambodian, forgive me, G-Cyclo from Jos Olerong, a Cambodian garage rock musician from the 60s and 70s. And great feedback for SJD and Finn's track. I love the session. Thank you. You're welcome. And awesome song. Deaf should be heard more than once. Great new tune. Cheers. Sozo Cafe is our local too. In Glen Eden, just talking about that. And I'm sorry if I haven't got to your text. Just don't have time. I've got to get out of here now because Hunter's ready to do Totally Wired. Going to go over time as usual. Sorry about that. Thanks this morning to the Auckland Art Gallery. Thank you to Yoko from Memory Foam, who are playing tonight at the Ramen Club at that new venue in Albert Street. And also thanks to Finn Johansson and SJD for Demo Gods. And that's about it from me. I'm going to head off now and leave you with Sprints and Rage. Catch you next week.
was The Saturday Spring with Karen Hay. Thanks to the Auckland Art Gallery.
Direct from the now, Totally Wired with Hunter.
Hello and welcome back to Totally Wired here on BFM. My name is Hunter. Back up here in the hot seat for 3 hours of new music for your Saturday. I hope you're all doing well out there and enjoying your weekend thus far. We're easing into today's show with this one here from Florian Tim Zisig. It's the second single from an upcoming record called A New Life, which is coming out next month. Totally Wired is brought to you by Flying Out, so thanks to them. If you enjoy anything you hear on Totally Wired today, see if you can grab it on vinyl from them, flyingout.co.nz. We can go say hello at 80 Pitt Street. Coming up on today's show, we're going to have a listen to a chat that Elle, who hosts Wednesday Drive with Soph, had with Soph Bait. They released a new record yesterday called Life Advice. So we're going to have a listen to their chat at about 1 p.m. Then it'll just be your regular programming of music up until then. Feel free to get in touch as well. You can shoot me a text, 5395, or you can give me a call, 309-3879. Let me know what you're getting up to.